Welcome back, Isaac. I'm founder Tech Business Mail. Today, we're exploring how to turn years of IT service desk and application support experience into a lean consulting business without waiting for a large investment, an elaborate office, or the perfect moment. Starting with almost no capital does not mean starting with nothing. You may already have the most valuable early assets, technical judgment, troubleshooting discipline, patience with users, familiarity with business systems, and the ability to translate confusing problems into practical solutions. Those skills can become services that clients will pay for when they save time, reduce disruption, strengthen everyday operations, or help a team use technology more effectively. The challenge is learning to package that experience as a clear business offer. I Do IT is broad. A focused promise, such as supporting small professional firms, improving Microsoft 365 administration, documenting business applications, coordinating vendors, or resolving recurring support problems, is easier for a prospective client to understand and trust. A narrow starting point can also reduce costs, because you can rely on tools, knowledge, and professional relationships you already have. We'll consider the practical path from employee to solo consultant and eventually to the owner of a company that can operate beyond one person's available hours. That means thinking about ethical ways to find early clients, conducting useful discovery conversations, defining scope, setting prices, writing simple agreements, delivering consistently, and turning successful work into referrals and recurring relationships. It also means protecting your reputation, respecting current employment obligations, handling client information carefully, setting realistic expectations, and avoiding services that exceed your competence or authority. Scaling introduces a different set of decisions. More clients do not automatically create a healthier business. Sustainable growth depends on repeatable processes, documentation, sensible tools, dependable partners, and knowing when to standardize, delegate, subcontract, or hire. The goal is not merely to stay busy. It is to build an operation that creates measurable value without making you the permanent bottleneck. As we begin, picture the businesses you already understand and the recurring technology frustrations you know how to solve. Which specific problem could you address confidently this month and describe so clearly that a business owner would immediately recognize its value?